This is John Batchelor in conversation with my colleague Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurie Institute. I learned that the investigation into Chinese interference in Canadian elections in 2019 and 21. This is John Batchelor in conversation with my colleague Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurie Institute. I learned that the investigation into alleged Chinese Communist Party interference in Canadian elections in 2019 and 2021 continues with new revelations from intelligence services unnamed. Intelligence services have now brought forth information that a member of parliament was brutally harassed by the Chinese government, by the Chinese Communist Party, and his relatives were threatened, and that this information was available in 2021. Despite the fact that the Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau, who was returned to authority in 2021, now says that he didn't know about it or has in the past declared to the Parliament his ignorance of this matter. It's a puzzle, but it joins a larger mystery as to what the Prime Minister knew and when he knew it about Chinese interference in election process, including Chinese generosity towards something his family is attached to, the Trudeau Foundation. Many, many questions. Here's Charles.
Well, we don't know who has been leaking these documents and why. You know, whether there is a general sort of civil war within Canada, as one might say, between the intelligence services and the political element over the government not responding to these intelligence reports, or in fact, whether it's inspired by nations that Canada has shared these intelligence reports, because we do know that they've been shared with the Five Eyes, including the United States and other allies. The people that they haven't shared it to have been the people of Canada and the Parliament of Canada. And so we don't really know why the intelligence reports have come to light. But what we do know is that the government has been pushing them in the back of a drawer, and very serious allegations of Chinese malign activities in Canada that threaten Canada's security and sovereignty and the integrity of our alliance with the United States and allies have not been responded to by the government over a period of many years.
This is John Batchelor.